warm welcome to those who are tuning in on the live stream, those who may be listening in on the telephone. This evening, as I intimated earlier today, we look forward to hearing Alistair MacDonald giving his testimony. Alistair from Ardazig. As these restrictions have continued, we've been looking to share maybe one testimony per month, and this evening we look forward to hearing how God has worked and is working in the life of Alistair. And so we'll have that within the service. And if you've tuned in tonight for the first time, or tuned in perhaps to listen particularly to Alistair's testimony, it's good to know that you're there, and we pray that together we'll know God's blessing as we seek to worship him together. We will begin this time of worship by singing to God's praise, and we'll sing from Psalm 40. Our Farrakhar will sing and we'll follow on. Psalm 40 and verses 1 to verse 5. This is the testimony, really, of the psalmist. It's the testimony of every Christian. I waited for the Lord my God and patiently did bear. At length to me he did incline my voice and cry to hear. He took me from a fearful pit and from the miry clay, and on a rock he set my feet, establishing my way. Down to the end of verse 5. Farrakhar will sing this praise, and after that he'll lead us in a word of prayer in Gaelic, please.
I waited for the Lord my God, and patiently did bear. At length to me he did incline, at length to me he did incline my voice and cry to hear. He took me from a fearful pit and from the miry clay, and on a rock he set my feet, and on a rock he set my feet, establishing my way. He put a new song in my mouth, our God to magnify. Many shall see it and shall fear. Many shall see it and shall fear, and on the Lord rely. O blessed is the man whose trust upon the Lord relies, respecting not the proud, not such, respecting not the proud, not such, as turn aside to lies. O Lord my God, full many are the wonders thou hast done. Thy gracious thoughts to us word far, thy gracious thoughts to us word far, above all thoughts are gone. and reckon them to thee if them declare and speak of them, I would they more, and speak of them, I would they more than can be numbered. Could the machine that I'm in here now? Hogy égrás var, ögöszöli bián iste. Láhed vecsnyi díjéstet feszkert a láha náv. Tángok tök rühelyedan sönön karim hugugáin, önön vadele, vikin kóndad ich éle. Kert na horuncsinyi vikrönyök a kóndad ich éle, már kóhan alk a karpara. Gyögtren a spirit náv, hasnyi dar námog dich éle, szmár önjem átjanat a láiv. Agus thar an óirna ina céad is suas go tíon sí héin. Is i ngat amála go sean cur tús ar tíí agus na chartíí eile ann ha maiadúcht na cosbalúcht. Nan in dia ha beá agus piar, cruthaí ar críocha na talabhaí nach fanaich agus nach scíthaich, nach uair an gcoinne a thuid sé ansacha. In tí sin a bheá ó thiaríoch, in tí ó chuaigh na suathail, Na nyeba nugas an talav, na hula ní feichin id eichti nugas na nikin hanyo eichti nioch. In jia id na chal arachu na skali tiont a kondadish, agus ag gabel vliolnachan bi vuan an fest. Sa chi yinish tinish diach na dolaah id hen id in yeskarsa, agus mocha gacan yedar bochgin sedar truagi ach. Agus ydy nyeim to lafas da hagin i'r cwtiach agus cwn a dysbryd naf. Oedd siag y ffyd yn ych dysbryd hen hadol gair bioch ag chan i'r tyrebyd bi an gynnu am sy'n iol. Sa sy'n yw gwrn i hirna ydy nysgyr sy'n gyfala chi dw hen sy'n o goch ni ha cwn ydy ng hen. Gylion ydy sy'n dy dysbryd naf ni wedych bioch sy'n gwch ten. As ni gadioch yn ychyl niaeth bu ac yn astyn ys hen, chanwr yn chyn niaeth bu i gian, chanwr yn chyn yna ach gul o lafasht, chanwr yn chyn yna che ma hosht, chanwr yn chyn yna anal a harin, as ni gwyled eis y mylach o'r hen. As ni gwrn i gybyd gachon ac yn yr lorog, ywg yn ymwyr a fa yn cys fynd as yn chanwyl, ywgys e bwyl gyda yfrolwch ywgys y glwych ymach, Hir na jan troch gyd ar amsa a hain am y fiachgoch. Sa sy'n y gadioch yna dian eisiau dyn ysgyr sa yr fiachgyn ygys ar nad amach na dyhu. Cwnd ydy sy'n tala mi gyffwyd sy'n y gra a dyhu fe na fain do fiachgych mi gytrahu. Sgyr anna dian eis fe na ge na hwlch sa yr ynych lawn. Sa sy'n y sy'n cwnd ydy lle lag tosioch gyr nari Gros halami ygys ag aloro cain an y sloch doyn crea hyfiachgi ygys gyndo ege id a hen y hwyr y gas ygys groes hyd gol ffo ygys gyda glw hed wt ygys gyda hwgw swas e ygys gyda hwydw chas idd carig nyn bwag ys a sian crea ysta ygys gyda hwydw oran noa na bel Snach yr sy'n agor ffeich gyn hen a sy'n nyn yn tyiochw. Gar eich sy'n ysiochw a sy'n dwgw sy'n gyro sy'n gwys o gol ffo a nys loch gyhiach gy. Sgwyd y hwgw hen yn ars sy'n stwch hwydw wych cas iddo charyg sy'n ysag diosta. Sgwyd y hwydw o'r an nuag na'r bel, o'r an ochr awn rhan ysio, o'r an moli gwch ten. Sbi sy'n ag atofolwg, sha sy'n ag atofolwg, chyfhatsaf sy'n bioedd yn talwg. Os ond yr ein yw hen gain, sy'n hawdd i and y gain, a dyd yn hen y chwydgen y chwysylad gain na chach gysŵl, sy'n ach cwol o clwys, na ton y gadeaf yn y gryd dynnu, ni nich yn sy'n agwyl i'ch dio gaif sy'n ec y fel gra ga. O gymaint ych y dywedd gra gnyw gwchd sy'n edd yn eich yn och, sy'n gybyg y chwlyd dynnu ac yn y lorog, ygwys sy'n y sydd amyrch dwch tein, Gamak sy chos per shana ha komasach in a hule nich in a chugain kukrig, mar ich hin johen, fe morn. Als ich nicht einmal noch schon kriegte, ich habe schon oben krieg nicht der Kraun Käse halberi. In jeschen Hahn ich sogar glasne Flyers, so han ich nur an der Söhl vor der Fjachki, gewie ist schiddig über sie Karnig, Njache war kalte, ich habe nicht war oben krieg nicht in der Schauer Hallig, gedache Jonsi Kraun Käse halberi. Ögis likashias anem hen kupas, a schon piachgich eftin hölchen ach marashin jaun. O moloke brach vigatanem chruyet, gedegabus tölchen es erpiachgien, nat achar pen edach raun. Ögis nid ugluhu mach liku arst, groi kriach nichtje, van opadu hukent haad guchte nashe tjeschal, zoro nisi bian aga kudriye. Zora nisi bian, egaht ad wuchbe. Hast du sind hammer na döner, gane sloi charo nyachet bi, kondu duht. Ögis nid gluhu macht isch ugu arst ad garo ekriach nischte. Reepa go chele bracht röin in kämpel, an wunloch gu eachgar. Ögis was schlie, reeh gynian an esch ischgach jonsi, in jenet es ronöv. Ögis du heen in titter vianer, Etter Schinne übersertier, übers du kariger Nornien, Bach getrug, Lachbach, gön kranken Smal, fachane ruhig herachwus. O maluke brache wie Gatanem, a schöne reine Gein, übers a schöne Gorni, ich ruhe, da schöne Hulle Dunne, ha hast, es tümmene Krau, scher Nornie Hirne, gedickigat, gewie Kuriale se de Chuspes, wie an ich die Hascha, A hashine gemachen lava nugus hakraha, hik gamiosis, sheevshe ulle hadisuhit, ugus farhelm wallig, ugus vimishe swine in a sky. Och, ruhe gewenchgemit, mischke den dostachein, stenien en och tiochen a talabin. Gewenchgemit nich in glor war jontache de jane, an an anem de lane nove eerse kriaste. Gewenchgemit is njöklischen a kut hadisch de tonje. Gefecht mich fädiges Mnahen, nügges Balliches Nienen, at der Töcht im Schiers wird Klonien in Nannen, nügges at der Gierige Dicke Duhene Stach, wusse hab ja nicht in den Hirn, ist der Gegarte Schalaf, er den Bärchen. Gefecht mich der Röhig, gekinnach in der Koch, es gebe Röhig, gene Navit in den Dorsch Schiers. O, schne Gornige Bianich, hat sich in Marchonels, Marskides Marlug, Gebe du heni hier net ludig achan, ihr Güte gebiet glaschteste in den Dachnen, as a naum rohrenjach, gulliche, ihr se wehre se hanescha, a heis boje gar, es duchen in den Tüll gelied, a schinnach ruhe chutangel, a schon ein kornes Becken in Niandles, as a de höhische Schein, ihr se gefühlschen ihr akondisch in Talami, keivt an machuch bis meidach gier, Stu hesses go mach raun, an an acht ib aib nach höchter hien, slein aidach dia nach gaun. Malaga begucht och ruhe da schon in gien ugis gleug, och hudu warn, ugs gudukus in an in hiarintjach san a savastjach, gruik an uad ugis an haum ha scho. Bianich as in a gurni ducht, minischte de chohanel, och hudu was erkein an in nicken nabe, is in gata malaga schon i dieschlach, Gatöber heniges Gatochkel, Saschnugurni ef Hochkel chudewidachtie edin jesker hascho. Gebegede vianach is edatschachulachtein, Uges gebege Hochkel schon ef einschliere, Jungs ihr kriechen zernanemem, Skadada gemach an ein Tarek, Ewech um dog loz duch lu, Uges ewech um maschierige arnanem, Uges in jes turis nefasik anascho, Jungs tol jungs ischieriach, Bianich eis ne gurni ducht ne gachi, as chupen ugus gat na churinja vittolem iskund loi, ge jögt ishe tet njolus a hasela an gyu has ne hutangel, ge fötschen ivi an a brion di chele ugus ivi kora di chele trene miahne na hanashen. Sas ne gurni ke bianich idu kachni, visi di gyanen na tenem edin jeskerse, amts kach miar gat jöklish, gurwike imal udoin, Gawn i'ch hen i hir na siol ma'n rwy'ch gyfys edychwyr, gyfyg ed ysgach ydi o'n i'n dylwy, ygys gyfyd dwys ar diod o'r stifas, na dawn ma'n ffeyd. Iawn i chi'r bydach ydych chi'n gwrn i ddwch dyfus i'r dyn, a na ffachgol testyn ys a na nŵn i gydig, chi'n gwrn i gybych ni fys egyd yr a, ydy fianach o gan y chwlyd yn y fys fo eisdach, sgyfyd ag ebyn y yfyr mysnach, dynach yr chodi gynach y gyd ag fys esach, ydy'r da farall. Fian i chi'n gynnes i maha cwnd ydy chael, ydy gyrhaas o chwnion sgach cem gan yn tri, sgyfygwyl i chi yn dysbryd i'r gachwn ac yn ffochod, Na gwyd y gwyad hosioch, gan yr eisig dyna gan gwyad hosioch hosioch gorn, na gwyad gwyad y minnag na hwyr y chosht ma'n gwyrst, a sy'n gwybod o hen ac yn ywn gras, fyr ma'r ach gyda'r nanam, a rhywn cyndioch ystael, na bych y brach ydy sgarach yn fwyn, a na'n ddim na was yn gyrri ach fwyr, gyan y gysgleis yn ffachon na gwyad y gwyad hosioch gorn, to gorn gyr gras fyr gyalod drgwys, eis dy yr nôni yn sfrygad yn y si, Had mahanas gynnar piachgi yn snyn nŵl i hachgan gydig ydy glod. Sy'n y gyr yn y hwlyn i chi'n yn y nana amser sgach di ysd. Amen.
Well, let's read a portion from God's Word now, from Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. And we'll look at this short section where Jesus calls Levi to follow him. Essentially, it's the testimony of Levi. Luke 5 and at verse 27. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. Follow me, Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belonged to their sect complained to his disciples, Why do you eat with and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus answered them, It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. We'll pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the testimony here that we have of Levi as he begins to follow Jesus. And we pray that you would help us as we look at this testimony. And we pray also that you would help us as we listen to the testimony that Alistair shares. We thank you that you're the God who worked in years gone by, thousands of years back, and you're the God who is still working in and through your people today. So help us to listen, help us to understand, help us to speak, and help us to respond in a way that brings glory to your name and brings salvation into our souls if we have not yet received it. So hear us and help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to just take a few moments to consider the passage that we read from Luke chapter 5. Now, for those who were tuning in this morning, we noted that at this point in Jesus' ministry, lots of people had lots of questions about Jesus, and lots of questions were being asked directly to Jesus. And we know how that is. If a new name comes into the political limelight, immediately people have questions. Who is this person? Where have they come from? And when the questions begin to be asked, the journalists start to dig for answers. And in Luke 5, it's not the local journalists that have questions about Jesus. It's the local religious leaders. They're watching Jesus closely. They don't particularly like what they're hearing and seeing. He's drawing much more crowds than they can draw. He speaks with much more authority than they speak with. And so they have a lot of questions to ask of Jesus. And this morning we thought about their first question. There was a situation where a man was brought to Jesus for healing. He was paralyzed, but in the course of that encounter, Jesus said to the man, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The healing that Jesus wanted to give to this man was more than a healing of his body, it was healing of his heart. And when the Pharisees heard Jesus declare that this man's heart had been touched, his sins had been forgiven, immediately they asked this question: who can forgive sins but God alone? And that's the question we thought about at some length this morning. And yet that's the truth that Jesus wanted them and wants us to see. Who can forgive sins but God alone? That's exactly it. And Jesus was introducing himself to them as the God-man, as the Messiah, as the Savior of sinners. He came to this world, he went to a cross on a mission to save them and on a mission to save us from our sins. And some were beginning to see this as they were watching Jesus. Some were beginning to see that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was the Son of God, that he was the Savior. But the Pharisees, the religious leaders of that day, and the scribes, they were less than convinced. And one of the reasons they were less than convinced was because Jesus seemed to keep company with the type of person that they didn't approve of. He was mixing with some shady types, people like Levi. And when the Pharisees saw that, they had another question for Jesus. And that's the question we'll think about within the context of this testimony. They ask Jesus, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And so we see this tax collector, Levi, he comes into focus. And we see in these verses how Levi is called by Jesus. He's called to Jesus and he begins to follow Jesus. So tonight we have, within the course of this service, two testimonies. We have the testimony of Alistair, the shepherd from Ardazig. We have the testimony of Levi, the tax collector from Galilee. So let's just look at these verses. Verse 27. It says, "After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth." And I think it's important that we notice that right from the beginning, this testimony, in fact, every testimony, it starts with Jesus. We read in Romans chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, that there's no one who seeks God. All have turned away. That's our precept. We don't have hearts that are oriented to seek God. We know that there's a restlessness within us, but because of our sin, we don't, on our own initiative, seek God. And that was certainly true of Levi. Levi was very far away from God. He didn't wake up that morning and say, "I think I'd like to follow Jesus." We don't see him in this passage locking up his tax booth for the day in order to go and seek Jesus. But what we see here is that Jesus came to seek and save sinners like Levi and like us. So all the movement here, all the initiative is on the part of Jesus. Verse 27, Jesus went out. Jesus saw a tax collector by the name of Levi. Jesus was seeking Levi. And he was seeking Levi when Levi seems not to have been seeking him. And still, that's what Jesus does. He comes to us. He sees us. And through the Word of God, by the power of the Spirit of God, he seeks us. That's perhaps why we're tuning in tonight. Because God is seeking us. He is coming to us. He is drawing us to himself. So who was this man Levi as we think about him? What do we know about Levi? Well, we know that he would have been one of the most unpopular men in that place. Levi would have been hated. He was a Jew. But he worked as a tax collector for the Romans, and that's one of the reasons that he would have been hated. He'd sold out. He turned against his old people. He was a traitor. He was working for the opposition. And the other reason he would have been hated was because of the dishonesty of his profession. See, back then, the Roman government would set a level of taxation for each area. And they would employ people, tax collectors like Levi, to gather the amount for the area that they were responsible for. But what actually happened, what people like Levi actually did, was they would gather much more than the amount that they were required to pay to the Romans. And the excess that they managed to extract from their own people, they would put into their own pockets. So being a tax collector was a lucrative business. Levi would have been a rich man. He would have been a fairly intelligent man. He would have had to have spoken several languages to be able to do the trade that he was doing. He would have been competent in administration. He'd have been able to deal with these Roman civil servants. But he is a man who also would have been able to deal with the rougher characters of the criminal underworld. Because if someone couldn't pay the taxes that Levi had decided they were due, then the tax collector would become a loan shark. And they would lend money to the person who didn't have the money to pay the taxes at the precise moment. And then they would apply lots of interest to that money. And if that money was not paid back to them with extortionate rates of interest at the right time, there was violence. There was blood. So tax collectors back then, they weren't dull people in suits who worked for the HMRC. They were the gangsters of the day. Robbers, murderers, tax collectors were all classed together. They were in the same bracket. That was the circle that people feared. They were the lowest of the low. So that was Levi. Levi was the kind of man that most Jews wanted nothing to do with. And so we ask the question, why is Jesus going to him? And what would Jesus have to say to him? Well, we're told that in verse 27. We don't have to imagine. Follow me, Jesus said to him. Follow me. Can you imagine Levi for a moment? Imagine what was going through his mind. Imagine what he may have said in response in his thoughts. Me, follow you? You must have me mixed up with someone else. No one wants me following them. Everyone knows the kind of man that I am. Everyone knows the things that I have done and am doing. Everyone knows the kind of business I'm in. Surely someone like me is beyond the call of Jesus. Surely this is a mistake, Jesus. You're not calling me. But this was no mistake. Jesus knows Levi. He knows his name. He knows exactly where his tax booth is. He knows his reputation. He knows his history. And yet still he calls him. And I don't know who's watching, who's tuning in tonight or any night. But maybe there are some who are watching, who are listening, who feel themselves to be in the same circle as Levi. Maybe there are some who think back on the past and they have a dark past. I think all of us can say that we have done things, said things, thought things we are ashamed of. Perhaps we've lost friends. Perhaps there are people who don't speak to us because of the way that we've treated them in past days. And yet tonight, if you're hearing this, Jesus is speaking to you. And he says to you, and he says to me, follow me. Verse 28, what would happen next? Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. And now he's a disciple of Jesus. It's very sudden, it's very straightforward, it's very simple. Now he's a disciple of Jesus. And we might ask the question, how is that possible? How is it possible that a man like that can suddenly, almost instantaneously, become a disciple of Jesus? And the answer to that question we'll hear sung at the end of the service, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. There's no one, not even Levi, who is beyond the reach of God's grace. And let's never forget that. Let's never look in the mirror. Let's never look in the eyes of another person. No matter how grim their life may look, or our lives may look, and think that we're beyond the reach of the grace of Jesus. Levi teaches us, for one thing, that everybody who hears the call of Jesus is to respond. There's no one who's beyond the reach. There's no write-offs when it comes to God. So Jesus calls Levi. And notice, he doesn't say to Levi, Levi, I want you to close down your tax booth. That's step one. I want you to clean yourself up. And then once you've sorted your life out, let's give you 6 months. Then let's have a chat, and then let's see about you coming to follow me. No, what Jesus does is he meets him in the tax booth where he is, and he says, follow me. When? Now. And Levi immediately follows Jesus. There's a lesson there for the person who has been perhaps hearing the call of Jesus for days, weeks, months, years, decades even. And who says repeatedly to Jesus, well, maybe next week, maybe next year, I've got some things still to sort out. There's a few messes in my life that I need to clean up before I start following. Levi teaches us through this testimony not to lose a minute. When Jesus calls, when we hear his voice, we must not harden our hearts. We must not say maybe tomorrow. We follow today. To Levi, we see him. He's now following Jesus. But that's not the end of the story. That's just the beginning for Levi. Verse 29, then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house. And a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. Now, what do we see here in the life of Levi? Well, we see a picture of salvation. We're given a picture here of what it looks like to become a Christian. And there's three things to note, and I'm just going to give them to you to note. Don't worry, these are not 3 points of a sermon that's coming. I give you three things that we see in Levi's life, three things that are common to every testimony. The first thing is, Levi responds to the call of Jesus. Jesus says, follow me. And even though it meant leaving behind a lucrative job, even though it meant a complete change of life, even though it was going to be costly to have this change of direction, Levi left behind the old sinful life. He repents. He responds to the call of Jesus. He follows Jesus. So Levi responds to the call of Jesus. That's the first thing we see. The second thing we see is that Levi remains with Jesus. Because in verse 29, we see that Jesus is in Levi's home. Levi wants to spend time with Jesus. He wants Jesus to remain with him. He wants Jesus to eat and to have fellowship with him. See, Levi, he responds to the call of Jesus. That's the first thing. He remains with Jesus. That's the second thing. And the final thing we see here is that Levi reaches out to tell other people and to bring other people to Jesus. Not only is Jesus in Levi's house, but Levi puts on this great banquet, this huge party. And he asks a large crowd of the people that he knew and he worked with to come to this banquet to spend time with them. So we can imagine the clientele that were in that banquet, all the robbers of the day, the murderers, the hitmen, the fraudsters, all the gangsters of Galilee likely were there. Levi wants them to meet Jesus. He reaches out to them because he wants them to meet Jesus. He wants them to hear about Jesus. Why? Well, I think what was going through Levi's mind was, well, if Jesus can save me, then maybe he can save them. John Wesley said, "No man ever went to heaven alone. He must either find friends or make them." William Barclay, who quotes that in his little commentary, says, "It is a Christian duty to share the blessedness we have found in Jesus." And that's what we see Levi doing here. He reaches out to tell other people about Jesus, even though it's at the risk of great ridicule, it's at the risk perhaps of great danger. He reaches out to all these dangerous characters to tell them about Jesus. So we have a picture of salvation there. Levi responds to the call of Jesus. Levi remains with Jesus. And Levi reaches out to tell others about Jesus. So there's a checklist for us. For the person who is maybe not sure, am I a Christian? Here's some questions to ask. First of all, have I responded to the call of Jesus? To repent of sin, to change direction, to follow him. We'll hear Alistair talking about that in just a moment. For him, it wasn't a criminal lifestyle that he was deep in, but it was a bottle of whiskey he was battling with. The Lord made clear to him that he needed to turn away from that and turn back to Jesus. Have I responded to the call of Jesus? Second question, as we think about our own state of heart, is am I remaining with Jesus? Levi didn't just have a conversation with Jesus. He doesn't just have a fleeting encounter, some kind of short spiritual experience, and then go on his way. No, he follows Jesus. He wants to spend time with Jesus. He wants to speak with him. He wants to listen to him. And again, we let that question come to ourselves. Are we remaining with Jesus? Day by day, are we speaking to him in prayer? Are we listening to him as we open our Bibles? We'll hear Alistair talking about that also. How precious prayer was and is. How precious the Word of God was and is in the life of a Christian. That's how we remain in him. The third question that comes to us in application is, am I reaching out to tell others about Jesus, to bring others to Jesus? And I know it's not easy to do that. It wasn't easy for Levi to do that. I know it wasn't easy for Alistair this evening to reach out to us and tell us about Jesus. But it's what Christians, it's what Christ wants, are called to do. So Levi, the tax collector, he's converted. He becomes a Christian. He now has a testimony. He's a follower of Jesus. And some people perhaps were happy for him. But not everyone approved of what he'd done. Not everyone approved of this situation that was unfolding. And as the story comes to an end, the camera zooms in on the Pharisees and we get to hear the conversation. And they have a question for Jesus' disciples. In fact, it's less of a question, it's more of a protest against Jesus. Verse 30, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belong to their sect complain to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, verse 31, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." See, the Pharisees, the religious leaders then, they were full of religion. But they could not see, or they would not see, how full of sin they were. How sick their hearts were. And they were not prepared to accept that they were not right before God. And until that changed, Jesus could do nothing for them. Jesus would not be eating and drinking with them. He says, "I haven't come to call those who think they are righteous in and of themselves." He says, "I've come for the Levites. I've come for the people who know that they are sinners." And tonight, if you and I see our sin, it's because God the Holy Spirit has shown us our sin. And tonight, if we're still hearing this, it's because Jesus is coming to us as he came to Levi. He's eating and drinking in a sense with us as he ate and drank with Levi. He's calling us to repentance as he did with Levi. And he offers us forgiveness. He leads us in the way of full, abundant, eternal life if we will simply follow him. So be encouraged this evening, please, as you listen to the testimony of Levi and as you and I listen to the testimony of Alistair. Be encouraged to follow the Lord Jesus as they point us to him. And I will hear Alistair share some words of testimony.
Amazing grace, oh sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It is the love of the Lord for me that is leaving me standing here tonight. I don't need to introduce myself, as you all know me. I was born in the village of Hardhausik, a family of four, two girls and two boys. My mother was a Christian, and she died at the age of 33. I was about 6 years old at the time. That left a void in my life. From then on, I was brought up by my Christian father and with the help of my aunties that stayed at Kulnahorstu. I was very close to my father, and many a prayer he put up for me. I remember many a night sitting with him, reading the Bible and singing psalms during family worship before bedtime. I sat silent. At the age of 15, I was called up to national service in the army, where I was for 2 years. I then came home and got a job in the tweed mill at Harbert. After getting married, we moved to the mainland, where I was shepherding for 5 years. We moved then back to Hardhausik with the family after my father died. I took over the croft and my father's sheep. And I worked at the fish farm in Hardhausik. We were regular church goers at this time, and there was lots of fellowship meetings in every village, both in the church and in the houses above. I was aware of the Spirit of God during the meetings and eventually went forward and sat at the Lord's table. After a few years, things started to go wrong in my life and in my home. Instead of taking problems to the Lord, I tried to sort them out myself. It was like I was walking along the road with the Lord beside me, but on the other side of the road was the roaring lion, watching me getting weaker and weaker. One night that lion came to my home in the shape of a bottle of whiskey, and before morning everything in my life fell apart before me. I carried on walking away from the Lord. I was on the wrong path away from God for years and years. I am thankful the Lord never turned his back on me in this time. I continue to go to church despite being on the wrong path. I carried on working at the fish farm and eventually moved to my granny's house at Coonawarstie, where I am now. I took early retirement from the fish farm and continued to work on the craft and fishing. Now, one day I was up at the pub in Talbot and I got a lift home. And I stopped that day at Dinah's house and I started telling her about my problems. I told her that I felt I was blind and I went to Talbot, I could only see the pub. And Dinah said, "Angus Alec, that this needs a prayer." But I can't remember anything he said. I went home and carried on drinking and going to the pub. Then I started to have dreams. They were very vivid at this time. One night I dreamt I was walking down to Sandy's old house. And I went inside and climbed the stairs. At the top of the stairs there was a big hole in the floor. Inside the hole a strong power was pulling me down into the hole. The only thing I could do was to pray, "Lord, help me." I managed to get away and get home, but this awful power followed me and went round and round the house, trying to get in. Praying to the Lord was the only thing for me. I woke up full of fear. Alone in the house, I felt the full face of Satan. Another night I dreamt I could see Jesus walking to Calvary with the cross and a big crowd following. Oh, it was where he wanted me to go. I had to go to Calvary. One day when gathering sheep on the croft, I was walking along in front of the house and the Lord spoke to me. And he said, "Alistair, you are not going to drink anymore. And you're not going to the pub." I went home that evening, and there was a bottle of whiskey in the cupboard and a beer in the fridge. But I couldn't look at it. God took away the drink out of my life. A few weeks later, I told Angus Alec that I wasn't going to drink anymore. Angus Alec never said a thing. I think he must have been shocked. Although I had stopped drinking and my life had changed, I was scared to go forward again in case I would slip again. Everyone around me could see the change in my life. Reverend Norma McKeever, Aina and Angus Alec would encourage me to go forward at the communions, but I always had an excuse. In the end, they stopped asking me, and I felt disappointed. When the next communion came round, I was waiting for Angus Alec to come down and pick me up. I was watching from the window, and my eye caught the Bible that was on the table beside me. I opened the Bible and I opened it at John chapter 14. I read a few verses, closed it and put it back down again. and it had no effect at all on me. I kept looking out the window to see when Angus Alec would come down the road. Then my eye caught the Bible again, and I opened it at the very same spot, John 14. And this is what I read. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, that ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. The words that such an effect on me, I found myself on my knees in the chair, tears streaming down my face. I knew in that moment I had to go forward to the session. I told Ina when I went into the car. And she said, you must go today. We are all on a journey, some coming to the end of the journey, and some just starting. I thank the Lord that he is with us, and that we take us all to that place that he showed me that Friday morning in John 14. I'm going to sing now a Gaelic hymn that I used to sing long ago. Stuyes en mageren, ut hoek me magraal, en hovas en fanje hume kolet oska. Molani ar kras vars mer suri on ars, magraag ich mi dieve mer hugans en draag. Då gräset tar hågen och pågen och kri snör hår och en vas att er kram kalveri. Må vi önnorsta jolen en grunde inte krav. Men grag i kyrje med mörhjögans en drag. Grav i mig i mjög ut i skrasets vas. I känner mig klog, travadisk och kall. Så nådig får jag av varsin gråg. Vid ägden talara kan ars mig lepoj. Han gosjen när färges går länge när länge. Då klor ni mig ärisch, leger din ping. Stok me an ocean color kirkendan. Kluke lauk boy is na furich kapra.
Well, we're thankful to Alistair for sharing these words of testimony and for the encouragement that they bring. We'll pray now as we come to a conclusion. Lord God, we thank you for your word this evening to us. We thank you for the testimony of Levi, and we thank you for your servant Alistair and for his willingness to share testimony of the work that you have done and are doing in his life. We thank you for the testimony that takes us back to his early years when his father took time to pray with him and to point him to Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that these words that were shared in the early years were words that were blessed. And as we know Alistair and as we know Ina's presence amongst us in the congregation, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you for answered prayer. We thank you that you're the God who calls your children to remember you in the days of their youth. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony that Alistair shared of coming to faith, of having eyes open to see Jesus and being given the faith to come to Jesus. We thank you for the honesty also that we hear from him and we see in the life of the disciples in Scripture. When we begin to follow Jesus, we know that our work begins in our lives. We are not perfect. We are prone to wander. We are sinners who fall and who struggle. And yet we thank you that you're the God who loves us. You're the God who is faithful. You're the God who takes hold of us in salvation. And who promises that you will never let us go. There is no one, there is nothing that can snatch us from your hand. And although you may allow us to wander for a period, we thank you for that grace that not only saves, but sustains and draws back when we stray. So Lord, we pray that you would bless the testimony shared. Bless Alistair, we pray. Sanctify him as we pray that you would sanctify us, all of your people, Lord. That we may be made more like Jesus. That we may be those who walk close with you all the days of our lives. And we thank you for the promise that when we are trusting in the Lord Jesus, he prepares a place for us so that when we go from time into eternity, there is a heavenly home that awaits us. Thank you for the assurance that we have that home if we are trusting in Jesus. Thank you that the work is done, that when we have been to Calvary, when we have sought that forgiveness, we are promised that we have that full and free salvation. So may we never drift from the cross. Keep us there. Keep us with our eyes upon Jesus. And enable us, we pray, to be trusting in him. So hear our prayers. Part us with your blessing. And speak to us even as we hear the final praise now, that we may each know the amazing grace of Jesus in our lives. And we pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. We'll now hear that hymn that Alistair quoted in his testimony. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. This word. Now may the amazing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of God the Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen.